The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Your community talk radio. Yes, and I'm here with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings.
And today is the 30th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Here in Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine is at the helm, and, you know, how many national days we got today?
Good morning. Around eight.
Eight. Okay, take number... Okay, what's the first one?
The first one? National Meth Awareness Day.
Oh, perfect.
National Nut Awareness Day?
Meth.
Oh, meth?
Methamphetamine?
Yes. Like meth. Oh, meth. Oh.
It's the first one. I'm sorry.
Wow.
But it's all actually a good day.
What?
To be aware of all of this.
Oh, be aware of the drugs, yeah.
Yes.
I understand. I just read something that said, and this is scary, that fentanyl is, the Narcan they have for fentanyl isn't doing the job. And they're having to come up with a different kind.
An antidote?
Yeah, an antidote. They can.
Whoa.
Yeah, that there's, I don't know, there's either combinations or whatever it is, but they're finding it's not working like it did. So they're trying to come up with a fentanyl-specific type of Narcan.
See, and there's so much. That is out there in everything.
Yeah.
Oh, don't want to talk about that. It's 38 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 57 and a low of 35. And showers likely, mainly between 11 a.m. That doesn't even sound good. That's as high as it's going to get today. Okay, and on Friday, we've got a chance of showers, a high of 51 and a low of 39. And on Saturday, a chance of showers, high of 52. Saturday night, showers likely, a low of 43, and on Sunday, a chance of showers, a high of 53. Chance of showers again Sunday night, 45. You know, it's looking at about 50% highest possibility, so I don't think we're going to get a lot of rain out of this, but we may get some. And the low on Sunday night is only going to be 45. On Monday, a high of 63 and a low of 46, so maybe we're getting past this freezing stuff. If we haven't lost everything in the world, I've been looking at my citrus, and I'm glad I left enough little growth on it that it doesn't seem to have gotten the oranges yet. So I'm hoping that holds.
Well, you know, last year we had a lot of blossoms, and we had all that heavy rain, and that just took out the peach tree.
My oranges, for whatever reason, the last 2 years are not ripening until like they're just now starting to turn. Usually, I've got fresh orange juice in November. And they're just now starting to really take color, so it's strange. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Locally owned, better known company.
Great Anderson business.
Did I say locally owned company?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, Anderson. Hey, our guest today is Dr. Laura Hobbs. Good morning, Dr. Laura Hobbs.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you called yesterday, and it's funny because I just talked to somebody about, hey, do you have your contact information? And then you called yesterday, and that just made it a lot easier. Dr. Hobbs is running for Supervisor 2nd District. So good morning.
Good morning. That's right. I'm running for Supervisor in the 2nd District. I live there. Unlike my opponents that are running, I didn't move into the district to run for Supervisor. My sister and her family also lives in District 2, and my mother lives in District 2 as well.
Speaking to the mic. Not you. You're okay. It was Trish because you're looking back a little bit far. Okay. Well, Laura, what Tell us about you.
All right. Well, I got my PhD in microbiology many years ago, about 10 years ago. And since then, I became passionate about microbiology. I finished my bachelor's a little bit later in life, but I found, as a more mature student, I was a better student. I was more able to focus. I was more, able to devote my time and my passion towards that. And I had a genuine curiosity about the subject matter. And in particular, I was interested in the gut microbiota.
Okay. The gut microbiota.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
And what do you do with this knowledge?
Yeah. I mean,
well, currently I'm,
is that like
as I said,
diseases?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Is it like
so
diseases or things
well,
like that?
Well, it could be diseases, but there's everybody has gut microbiota.
Right.
And it can be also to your benefit. So I was interested in looking at the complex microbial communities and how they interacted for immune development. So for my postdoc, I actually worked in an immunology lab. And
I studied
the interaction there between the microbiota and the immune system development.
Okay,
so Carl, I'm going to take just a step back for one moment and remind everyone, if we can, exactly what District 2 is. I know that sounds repetitive, but because they've changed the line, so many people on a day, I mean, I talk to people all the time and they're like, I have no idea what district I'm in. I used to be in District 2, but now I'm in District 5.
I used to be in 1, and now I'm in 2.
So explain give us our boundaries.
Okay, so it starts south towards 273 in Gervan, and there's a little bit of Happy Valley, not the Olinda area anymore, but as you go north, but still west of the 273, it goes through Igo Ono and all the way up to Keswick. It also encompasses the Buenaventura area. And then on the south side, it goes from Breslauer and on down. It's both south. It's both west and east of the 5 freeway near South Bonneview. And it also encompasses all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank. Anyways, it encompasses that area. And the Churn Creek Bottom area.
That's the Churn Creek Bottom area.
Yes.
Is in District 2.
There's more than that. It comes all the way down Placer Street to Court Street.
And French Gulch is still in District 2.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's a... Yeah, but on Placer Street... Where
and French... Wow.
Yeah.
I've got to look at the map.
It's not a... It's Placer Street and a few blocks on either side of it, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it catches us, and then it ends right at Court Street.
I guess
it's
the point.
It's a weird. How do they draw that?
Very very explicitly by people that lived where they lived. But I would say to people that you need to be sure that you're looking at a map and find out what district you're in.
Yeah.
It's an important election. And so make sure you know where, in fact, you're registered.
Yeah, somebody told me.
So you can pay attention to who your candidates are.
Last election, somebody told me, oh, no, you're in second district now. And I had to go check it, and they were right. So, okay, who's moved into the district? You said one of your opponents doesn't live in the district?
Suzanne Bearmore and... Uh-huh. Also, Dan Sloan, I believe he was one of those folks that got redistricted, so he's had to change address to actually compete in this contest.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
So.
But I may have other opponents that I don't know of yet. The deadline is December 8th.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
Because the incumbent isn't running.
That's correct.
So it extends it.
And Tim Garman is the incumbent.
Exactly, he
can't find a house. He's tried, from what I understand, he tried a couple of times to buy a house, didn't make it, so he can't run now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a break. Let me see here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at, Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, is locally owned, locally operated. It's been there for over 30 years. Their big sale
is starting tomorrow. Oh, yes.
20% off everything, and they are pulling it all out. estate jewelry. There are specially designed pieces. Everything you can imagine. Native American. Linda loves the squash blossom and turquoise.
A lot of turquoise. Oh, a lot of excellent pieces. Estate pieces. They have a lot of stuff on consignment. Plus, if you've got some stones or some jewelry you'd like to have remade, they do a beautiful job of that. And it's like I love to shop there.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, it's a great place, very fair prices, and just totally honest people there. Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right downtown in Redding, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Dr. Laura Hobbs. Carl Lundabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on a lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designer at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Hawes. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Hawes family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawesfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Hawes Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixins. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, I don't wanna let you go to this.
95 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning, the 30th of November, last day of November, 7:19 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. For all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions in Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping people, family, seniors, veterans, business owners. And there's a lot of turmoil out there in the insurance land and also in investment land with the way the inflation is and all these things that are going on, insurance companies pulling out. For a free review and evaluation of what you've got going for you, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. She treats her customers as friends. She does great work. We do business with Judy Maxwell, and we're really pleased. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Trish and I are here with Dr. Laura Hobbs, who is running for District 2 Supervisor, where she's going to try and figure out the inner workings of the Board of Supervisors, if she wins. Mm-hmm. Okay, so why did you decide to run?
Well, I decided I'm 100% MAGA Republican. I supported Trump in 2016, 2020. I felt there was something wrong with the election, and so I started to investigate. I started asking for the data from county clerks and started using my ability to analyze large data sets to look at election data. And that became my passion since 2020, is looking at the election data. I didn't feel like we had any really strong candidates in that area and any very good representation for District 2. Although I applaud Patrick Jones as the chairman and our board majority for voting to get rid of the Dominion machines, I feel like our board composition is in a tenuous moment where it could go either way with this upcoming election on March the 5th. And so I wanted to ensure that we can continue with the good work that the board has already done in that area.
That's a strong statement.
Yeah. Was Shasta County elections rigged?
It depends on which one you're speaking of. I did a report, which I submitted to the sheriff. I did over 50 different election contest comparisons, mm-hmm. And some of them were, some of them weren't. I would say the majority of them were. Do you have a specific one that you're curious about?
Well, I remember Patrick Jones saying that, you know, he was winning, but he didn't win by as big a majority as he thought he was going to win.
I did see fraud in his 2020 election, and there was cheating against him, and he won despite the fraud.
So what happened when you took this to the sheriff's office?
Basically nothing so far that I know of. I mean, they may have started an investigation and have yet to get back to me, but that was in September.
So how did the fraud happen?
That's a good question. It's computer. It could only happen with computer manipulation. And in some cases, I believe the county clerks may not even be aware of it. I don't think that really stands anymore now that the data has been out there and been published.
Well, that's what the guy came in and said, that how they could be rigged. I can't remember his name, but he said it's not the county. Doesn't have to be the county clerk or anybody in there. It could be somebody in a van, mm-hmm. sitting outside. That's what his premise was.
And I think mm-hmm. that we're finally, because these cases, everybody keeps saying they've never been, none of the cases have ever been upheld, because none of them have ever been through the judicial process. Just mm-hmm. recently across the United States, some of these are actually starting to be heard, mm-hmm. and boom, all of a sudden they're starting to say, you know what? When you really look at the evidence, there was fraud. There was manipulation. There are questions that need to be answered. So I think in time, all of this is going to be exposed. But going forward, we just need to figure out how to avoid and have honest elections. I don't think any of us are wanting to sway it. We just want to know that our vote counts.
And that it was fair. Yeah.
And that it was fair.
Well, so the state made it impossible to vote by hand or count all the ballots by hand. So we've got a new system in there Dominion's out and something else is in. Mm-hmm. So is that one also a problem?
Absolutely. It's Hart and Ercivic. I've witnessed the November 7th election and their logic and accuracy testing. They told me they were using 55 ballots of an unknown composition to test the accuracy. When I saw the report the following day with Joanna, the deputy ROV, I looked at the report and counted the number of ballots they actually used in their logic and accuracy testing. They used 28 ballots of unknown composition to certify that the Hart InterCivic Verity 3.1 was counting our votes accurately.
So they used 28 instead of 54.
54, and it didn't even count the actual votes, like, say, 55% for Camille and 45% for Casey. It didn't count the composition of the votes, so that's why I said it's unknown composition. So there are a number of different issues. I don't want to focus entirely on that. Because I have a lot of other things to talk about.
But that, yeah, yeah.
You can't be a one-trick pony on this one.
So, I agree.
As they say, not that you are.
Yeah, so no, yeah, go forward with other things you'd like us to know about.
So what's the next thing? What are some of the things you would like to accomplish?
Well, I have a number of different issues that I'm concerned about. One is the budget. I witnessed the last budget hearing they had in, I believe it was in June of last year, and it seemed to me it was a two-day process. There were no line items, and it seemed to me like it was a rubber stamping of the county budget. I would like to see line items in our budget. For instance, the ROV recently, and not to go back to that again, but she installed a 7-foot wrought iron fence in the Market Street ROV office, and it cost the county $25,000. So there's things like that where I feel like the taxpayers should know where our money is being sent and have a say in it.
Okay, so you said there's no line items when there's a great huge book, and it was in line items.
Well, I'll just tell you what I observed as a citizen watching the meeting. An individual would come up from their department and talk about how they spent the money the previous year and how that differed from this year, and there was no, in their presentation, there was no exact amount for each item. It was broad categories.
Yeah, but so, I would think that in the budget they would have it by line, but I could be wrong.
I don't know because I haven't.
How did it used to be?
It used to be we got the entire budget book.
Yeah.
Which we got several weeks before the actual, you know, the preliminary budget. You got the preliminary budget book, and then they'd have budget hearings. And then we'd come up with the proposed budget, and then we'd have the final budget in later on. But it's a huge book. What is line item?
Well,
but
in their staff report,
they probably didn't. I don't know that the last hearings that I've watched, the board doesn't examine or ask questions as they
Yeah, there's to. Nobody asking difficult questions. It feels to me like it's just a rubber stamping. Another area that I think we could work on as a county is doing a full forensic audit of our budget and of the workings and efficiency of the county. I'm concerned also that our county is designated as a suburban county, which enables the executives to obtain higher salaries, but the lower level employment, they have a lot of vacancies at that level. And I feel like our county is most likely more accurately described as a rural county. And if we were, in fact, classified as such, we might be able to build up the lower level, the entry level workforce, and provide more services for the community.
Okay. Hang on. We got to take a break here.
Okay.
I know this thing has come up before about the suburban rural. And has anybody done anything about this?
Not to my knowledge. I sense that the people who are benefiting from this aren't likely to want to do much about it, but I haven't looked into it yet.
But the Board of Supervisors themselves, they don't benefit by it. So it seems to me as the ones that are incumbent in there, the incumbents, that they would be doing something, but nothing that you know of has happened yet.
Yeah, I could. There could be something happening.
The current board has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that we're a suburban county.
No, I understand that.
That was done previously, and it's an interesting concept.
But can't you change it? I mean, you can change it.
I think that, absolutely.
It's worth taking a look at.
I think
okay.
so.
Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Another Anderson business here. Whether it be a tractor or a backhoe or skid steers or how about a side-by-side takeout. They've got it all. NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Get it for a day, lease it for a while, or buy it. Have your own tractor in your backyard. That's what I want. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Now, I tell you what, great young couple, locally owned, like I said, locally operated. They do a lot for Toys for Tots, let me tell you. They just load boxes full of brand new toys. You can get them, reach them at 530-221-6800. Again, 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Great Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Put your pedal to the metal and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $65,000 Big Bike Giveaway Swipe to Win Drive. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries and other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Mark those calendars for the final drawing on October 26th and November 30th for your chance to win cash or a Harley Davidson. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Wacht. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. For a free consultation. You know, work injuries are life-changing. Your employer wants you back, but something's not happening with the insurance companies, medical care, or something, and you just need somebody that's an expert on workers' compensation, and that's Patrick. Again, give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. He's a scrapper, and he will fight for you, and he's got all the information. We're here with Dr. Laura Hobbs, Trish and I are, who is running for Board of Supervisors, 2nd District. She's concerned about the budget. She's concerned about the fact that we are still considered a suburban county instead of a rural. She thinks that we need to take a real close look at how we elect people here, and is a self-professed make America great again.
Make Shasta great again.
Make Shasta, so we're, let me see, Mizga. Mizga. We're a Mizga. Now, okay, keep going. You've got list of things you'd like to accomplish here.
I'm also concerned about water rights. I'm aware of what happened to the Knightington residents in the lower part of my district. I don't know if you know, but what happened was the county water board saw that they were running low on water resources, and instead of purchasing more water for them, they sold their last remaining portion. They sold the water rights, and the people had to either vacate their home or buy private water. And this should never happen in a county like ours where we have bountiful water resources.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that's acid.
Acid canal. Oh, okay. Got it. Acid canal thing. So but that whole board's changed, though.
And that's a good thing, and I'm hoping for the better. But those are things that affected my district that I would fight for strongly. Another area that I cannot not mention is the homelessness. We saw what Newsom did when he cleared out the streets of San Francisco for his Chinese friends. He didn't need any new laws to do that. He simply enforced the laws that were already on the books. And we as a county decided a long time ago that public camping was not okay in our county. And I want to know, why aren't these laws being enforced? And it's not that I don't think the rank and file is doing a good job. I think they probably are doing a good job. There's a hierarchy in that system, though, for all law enforcement. So you have to look at where the orders are coming from. What are the orders? And it seems to be a problem that's not just specific to Shasta County. It's all throughout the state of California and all throughout the United States. So that's something that I would be concerned with and try to address.
There certainly is a way to do it, and I think that the city of Anderson has proven that. They have the same laws. They've got some interesting ordinances that the other areas could do.
Chico,
and if you enforce them, it makes a difference.
Chico just started cleaning up camps, and the whole thing comes down to, is do you have enough spots for the people when you move them? And in Chico, they do now. So, and including ones who can't go to those places because they've been banned from them for their behavior. So it'd be interesting to know what's happening to those people that they clean up those streets. Well, same thing with here. I mean, we move people around, we clean up these camps, but then they just kind of filter back in.
Well, you can make their life miserable enough that they simply move on if they refuse to take help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also with our county jail, there are some people that will refuse help and continue to disobey the law, and we need to have a place to house them in our county jail. So that's an issue of concern to me. as well, and I think the sheriff is working on getting that going. However, it seems to be taking way longer than I would expect to not have staffing. They have a whole floor of the jail that is vacant because they say they can't staff it.
Well, it's open now.
It's open. They just opened it? Okay.
At Thanksgiving. He said he would have it open by Thanksgiving, and he had two-thirds of it open and almost the rest of it. So yeah.
Well, that's good. So, you know, issues like that are issues that I'm concerned with. So, those are my main issues. Do you have any questions for me on that?
Well, I mean, there's we have supervisors in there right now that, what about the new jail? What's your feelings on the new jail?
Well, I think it's good as long as we have the staffing. As we found in this most recent episode, it's great to have a location, but if you can't even staff it, then what's the point of having a new jail? You need to have the staffing first and foremost. You need to have an attractive salary and attractive.
So you'd be in favor of raising the salaries of the sheriffs and the sheriff's department and the correctional people.
Yeah, and definitely at the lower ranks, they deserve a raise.
Okay.
So
I saw where Chico, or what county is that?
Butte.
Butte County is their construction permits are like five times the amount of Shasta County. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that. I've heard a lot of people complain about the fees that are charged here in Shasta County.
Yeah, well, the Butte County has their construction permits. Now, part of it could be, Paradise, but it's always been more, a lot more than Shasta County.
Mm.
And I saw that fact the other day, and it had the graphs and all that, and I was wondering, wonder why that is. The permitting department, Public Works and all of these, how Butte County can have six times as many permits pulled as we do. There must be something in this.
I think a forensic audit would be a good thing to figure that part out as well, because the fees and the schedules are all tied to the Nexus reports that they do that prove that the fee is not, in fact, a tax. The fee is attached to a service that's rendered. And so we need to go back and look at the Nexus reports that are due every 5 years, as well as the yearly reports, to make sure that the fees being charged in this county are commensurate with the service provided.
And I think what you're going to find is that, in fact, those Nexus reports have not been done since they determined that they were a suburban county. That's just a guess.
Okay.
Really? Oh. Well, we're here with Dr. Laura Hobbs, who's running for...
Carl, can we go back?
Just let me finish. She's running for District 2 Supervisor. There's three people running. Now we've had all three on, and we're going to have them on again a couple of times before the March primary. And if any one of them gets over 50%, then that's it, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, but with three people, I doubt that.
Okay, I want to go back to what you stated about Chico.
Yeah.
Are you indicating that their fees are higher or that they're pulling more permits?
They're pulling five times as many permits.
Okay.
That's different.
Okay.
Five times as many permits as we are here in Shasta County and has been for years.
Okay. And
I was wondering why. That's a good question when that was raised. And it was
part of it is the fee structure, and that's the point. Because that part of the whole thing we were talking about earlier about the suburban allows you, and they did the Nexus study when they determined they were going to have a population of 225 or upwards of 225,000, they were able to increase the fees based on that Nexus study. Now, we haven't done that, but our fees are, in fact, according to what it has been said, are way high. And if you listen to the people, the contractors, and what they talk about that. I mean, there's large companies in the state who simply will not even consider doing business in Shasta County because of our fee structure is so much higher than is appropriate for the area.
Exactly.
these are the allegations, certainly a Nexus report and a study would be interesting.
When Patrick Jones comes on, I'm going to ask him about that. What's going on with this, Patrick? Mm-hmm. So do you think the Board of Supervisors are doing a good job?
Absolutely. I have
been. After everything you just said?
After everything, the fact is that we have the majority right now with Patrick's leadership, and I think Patrick is doing an excellent job. I continue to be impressed with him. It's quite frankly amazing, the work that he's been able to accomplish despite all the adversity that he's faced. And I've been a little disappointed by the supervisor in District 2's leadership. I haven't really had much representation from him. So that's, again, part of why I'm running. And I feel that we as citizens, you know, I kind of feel like we're in desperate times in this country, and Shasta County is facing ever more statewide restrictions with the passing of AB 969 and then new laws that are going to try to force through the Fountain Wind Project despite the county's objections.
Let's talk about that. We've got to take a break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, how about a bicycle? How about a truck? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Hey, I'm looking at that hybrid electric gas car that, you know, round town. I mean, not sure as hell not hauling horses, but, for getting around and up and down the road here, who knows? I'm not looking at it. Linda's looking at it. We'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
A cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday, and the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at the river.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our computer just burped. Our music did. Hey, it is the 30th of November at 7:50 in the morning. Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Our guest is Dr. Laura Hobbs, who's running for District 2 Supervisor, has all these things that she's concerned about, and a lot of them I'm kind of concerned about, too. The latest, of course, in state overreach.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact that a couple years ago, the County Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors thoroughly turned down the request to build wind towers up in the Round Mountain, Bernie, up in that area. After that, the state of California passed a law, AB, what, 205 or something like that?
Yep. 205 and 209.
And it said, well, you don't have the right to say that anymore. This is all going to come from the state. And the and so as soon as that law was passed, the Fountain Wind Project applied again. And they had their very first meeting Tuesday, I think, at the Gaia Hotel. And it lasted for like 5 hours. People from both sides were there. The county then said they're going to sue the state. Along with the Pitt River Tribe, said, we're suing the state because you have no standing here. And you can't just override the wishes of the community and the elected officials. So.
Absolutely. I support that. I want Shasta to defend its sovereignty. I think we have to with the way our state government is going. It's tyrannical control over the local government. And I believe that our California Constitution protects our plenary rights as a county the way that it's written. That gives the county the authority to make laws for how they want to self-govern. So.
Okay. But they just passed a law that says we can't do a hand counting.
Right. The California Constitution has many amendments, and then they also keep adding laws day by day, more and more laws. But
and,
I do.
And until they're challenged in court, the counties don't have any alternative other than to do that. They're challenging this and saying, no, you don't have the authority to do that,
are,
no matter what the
they
law
They are on the... on the towers. I think they got standing in the towers thing, frankly. And, I mean...
The state does?
No, I think the county does.
Oh,
I think the county's got a standing here. Is that, hey, however, you know, the fact is that we're on that way to renewable energy. I have, and there's land being taken. BLM land that used to be used for ranchers and farmers and now are being used for solar farms, the impact that has on the environment. But we're going down that path. And the state obviously is concerned that every county would then say, no, you're not going to put a solar farm there. Then what happens?
Well, like we said, file a lawsuit. In the case of AB 969, file a temporary injunction so that we can conduct elections the way that we want to.
Okay. I ask everybody this. What's your stance on the Second Amendment?
I absolutely support the Second Amendment.
Even though that this is a federal thing, but it's nice to know what the candidates think.
I support it 100%, the right to keep and bear arms. I think it's one of those pillars.
Semi-automatic rifles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. I think it's one of those pillars that our democratic, our whole republic is built upon. So, for instance, of all the amendments, the Second Amendment is probably the most important because when you go look at other countries that don't have the Second Amendment, you know, like, for instance, England, they also don't have the First Amendment. You can get put in jail for a social media post.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I feel that because we have the Second Amendment, we are able to also have the First Amendment and the other amendments because we can defend ourselves.
They were pretty bright back then. And like Australia or Canada does not have an amendment like that, and they had their guns confiscated.
There you go.
And then, of all places, Israel. Israel, you couldn't own a gun. Well, they changed that law after October 7th. Laurel, what kind of campaign group do you have behind you? This is not an inexpensive election. So, what kind of support do you have? Are you tapping into the new PAC, that reversion Selmo? Did you see that? Loaded up with money again?
I did.
Okay.
Well, it's the same PAC that's been.
It's the same PAC, right? People who use water or something like that. Do you have funds to run on this, or is this just going to be all really grassroots?
It's mostly grassroots. I will accept campaign donations from a Virgin Selmo if he wishes to donate. And I feel like this is, for me, I believe strongly in we the people. So it is from the bottom up. I'm not doing this because I'm part of the political elite or I have political ambitions. I don't fancy myself as a politician.
Well, you are doing now.
But once you run for it, that is the title, and not all politicians are bad.
No, they're not. Yeah. But I just want to tell everybody when they say, well, I don't see myself as a politician, but you are now. And I'm sorry, but that's
But I'm still a citizen. I'm a member of the community. I'm somebody who can answer questions straight.
You won't be a millionaire.
I won't dodge your questions. I'll give you a straight answer.
Hey, do you know, you go to every one of the Board of Supervisors meetings. Has anybody brought up the illegal, the people coming across the border situation? Do we have any arriving in Shasta County? Have you heard anything about that?
I did hear a testimony from one citizen. She said that somebody had given her a phone call and was telling her to wait for them, and they would be dropped off at some undisclosed location, and she was going to pick them up. But it's not substantiated. It's anecdotal. But that is my concern, is that
I was just wondering
people would be bused to this county and dropped off.
But they've got to be dropped off at a location where people are there waiting for them. So I was just wondering, has that happened?
I'm not sure.
I have
but
no idea.
I think we should have eyes on the ground looking out for that because that's something they don't do in broad daylight. From what I understand and from what I've seen online, is a lot of times they bring them in the middle of the night so that there are no witnesses.
No.
So, Carl, we're about out of time. How do they get a hold of you?
Yes.
Well, you can go to my website, which is www.votelaurahobbs.com. I want to also invite everybody this Saturday, December 2nd, 3 to 5 p.m. I'll be hosting an open mic town hall meeting at the library, which is 1100 Parkview Avenue. Everyone's welcome to come and ask me any questions they have.
And on her website, you can listen to what Laura said about Shasta's sovereignty. Watch your debate or opponent at the GOP debate. Report your report to the sheriff. And that. Okay.
And
is there a phone number or anything like that? A Facebook page? Or?
I also have the main election website, which is www.shastaelectionnews.org. Mm-hmm. And you can contact me personally at drlaurahobbs@protonmail.com.
Okay.
Don't forget the first Sunday of the month, Frontier Senior Center Breakfast, 8 to 11, this coming Sunday.
Oh, gosh. It was there last month.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, we've got to take a break from the news. And Dr. Joe Weiss, the departing president, the retiring president of Shasta College, is going to join us.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Bad news for the OPEC Plus coalition countries, whose oil income props up their economies. They've faced setbacks in keeping prices up, despite initial fears that the Israel-Hamas war could affect oil flows.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Israel says two more Israeli hostages have now been released by Hamas in Gaza. Earlier, a 49-year-old Israeli-American woman was set free.
Leah Panin is safe in Egypt. She's crossed the border. I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
President Biden applauding the release of the woman whose husband remains in Hamas custody. The Gaza ceasefire, extended for 24 hours, is now in its seventh day. He was a towering figure of 20th century American diplomacy. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died.
Kissinger was a giant in foreign policy, having served in both the Nixon and Ford administrations. He played a key role in getting the U.S. out of Vietnam and helped pave the way for formalized relations with China. Kissinger was both reviled and revered, drawing harsh criticism and earning a Nobel Peace Prize. The German-born diplomat remained active in diplomacy and consulting after his government service, occasionally attending White House meetings as an elder statesman.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #2 50 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Ukraine says Russian missiles hit apartment buildings in the eastern Donetsk region overnight.
The strikes killed at least one person and buried families on the rubble, with rescue workers using excavators and clearing debris. The officials say the Kremlin's forces continue to pound the fiercely contested area with long-range weapons. Ukraine's interior minister reported on Thursday that the Russian military simultaneously launched six S-13 missiles that struck three Donetsk cities. The cities lie 15 to 25 miles from the front line. I'm Charles Villadesma.
German prosecutors say a 15-year-old boy and an alleged accomplice are accused of plotting to blow up a small truck at a Christmas market in western Germany, an attack that authorities say would have been modeled on the methods employed by ISIS. News and analysis at townhall.com. House Republicans may schedule a vote for next month, formalizing their impeachment inquiry of President Biden. The inquiry was unilaterally kicked off a couple of months ago by then-House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Republican leaders floated the possibility of a vote during a closed-door meeting with Republican lawmakers Wednesday, the Associated Press reported, citing an anonymous source. The possible reversal from the Republicans' previous stance comes amid a standoff with the White House over requests for information related to Biden and his family. Republican leaders have long said a vote on the impeachment inquiry is unnecessary, but are considering, as White House lawyers used the lack of formal House authorization to argue that the entire investigation lacks constitutional legitimacy. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The House gearing up for a vote expected tomorrow on expelling New York Congressman George Santos from Congress. He's accused of misusing campaign funds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday and my Trish lady is here with me.
I just love Thursday mornings, all except the part about getting up at 5:30 to be
now,
here.
Trish is going to be here Monday because Linda and I are going to be at the National Finals Rodeo broadcasting there next week, starting next Wednesday. Thank you to our sponsors, Ready Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Shasta Regional Medical Center and Holiday Harbor. You know, we want to thank them for underwriting that for us to be there.
Yeah, please join me on Monday morning when Joy Magazine at 8 o'clock and Surprise at 7. So check in and...
It could be a big surprise.
Who knows?
Kamala Harris has been trying, her people have been trying to get on the show now for a couple of weeks. She was scheduled for today, but I bounced her because we got a chance to get Joe Weiss on here, Dr. Joe Weiss. But let's, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Christina's at the helm, and we found out it was National Pay Attention to Meth Day. And then it was what?
What's not pay attention to meth. It's what Meth Awareness Day.
It's Meth Awareness Day. Okay, I'm sorry. paying attention, awareness, kind of. Okay. What's the fifth one?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, actually, it's Computer Security Day.
We were just talking
really
about
important.
How about debit card security? Somebody, my bank. My bank's computers are good. Somebody charged a $6.42 Uber ride in San Francisco on my card. Boom, they got him. I went down there, said, that wasn't me. I wrote that down on a piece of paper. That wasn't me. And I got my $6.42 back. But then I also had to get a new card.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You can get half a cup of coffee now.
Yeah, $6.42. But they caught the next one. See, they go for the small one first to see if it works. Then they tried to charge a $59 Uber fare down there, little devils. And they couldn't do it. So I hope they had to pay themselves.
39 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 57 and a low of 35. A chance of showers throughout the week. On Friday, a high of 51 and a low of 39. On Saturday, a high of 52 and a low of 43. The nights are starting to warm up. We're getting out of that freeze zone. And on Sunday, chance of showers again, a high of 53, a low of 45. On Monday, a high of 63 and a low of 46. Slight chance of showers all the way through, about 50% on Sunday, 30, 40% the rest of the time. So we're going to get a little bit of moisture out of this. It doesn't look like a great deal of rainfall. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. You know, with us today is Dr. Joe Weiss, superintendent, president of Shasta College, but for how long?
Well, for another month.
Oh, another month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's still November.
Okay. Well, when do you step down?
End of December. I'm going to retire and, I guess, fade away. What do presidents do?
They just quit getting paid and stay involved in the community and just keep doing stuff.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Well, are you going? Okay. You didn't start out, and this is a good question. You didn't start out as president at Shasta College?
No, I was hired in as a vice president over administrative services back in, 2007.
Okay. And then as you say, the cream rises to the top. How did you get to Shasta College, though? I mean, you had your PhD before that.
Well, I was in my doctorate, when I came. I started out in higher education 32 years ago, working in private education, and had worked for the same university in a couple of different locations for about 15 years. And
what university was that?
That was Trinity, based in Chicago.
Okay.
And my wife has some relatives up in the North State, and she grew up in Southern California, and that's what pulled us out to California. And then I was in my doctoral program, and one of my friends and I were talking, and she said, "What are you going to do next?" And I hadn't thought of doing something differently next, but I just mentioned loving this North State. She said, "Oh, there's a job at Shasta College. You need to apply for it. Because she worked for a community college down south. And so that's what got me started up here. I applied for that job and landed it. And then my predecessor retired after about 5 years, and I was selected as the next president.
Now, did you go in from the director of administrative services to the president at
that
point?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that a big step?
It was. There's four vice presidents at the college, and all over different areas. And you get a good picture of the college because you're on the leadership team. But stepping into the president's role, you got to start to expand your vision and understand all the aspects of the college and the community needs. And so it was a learning curve, but it was really fun.
The growth of Shasta College has been really amazing, and the courses offered, the ability for our students to go seamlessly into 4-year colleges, your technical program where people are being hired out of the technical program.
Right.
you got to plead with them, get your certificate, then the job's going to be there, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a very satisfying position to be in, because the college is so important to the community. The different, I go to my Rotary Club or present once in a while to other clubs and ask, how many of you went to the college? And half the hands go up. And then how many of you have kids or grandkids? And almost all the rest of the hands go up. And so being that important advancement place for our community, our families, and our community is really
satisfying.
Tell
us a little bit about the link that you have with the schools, the high schools, to where they can start co-brands with Shasta College while they're still in high school.
Yeah, that's one.
I think that's something a lot of people aren't aware of, how advanced that is.
Yeah, we're really proud of that. That's we really went heavy into dual enrollment, we call it, in about 2015, and had great partnerships with the high schools in the local counties. And the idea behind that is the faculty, the teachers who qualify as our faculty, and then teach to our curriculum in the high school class, in the high school setting, those can get approval to be dual enrolled, meaning that it counts towards their high school graduation, but it's at the college level following our curriculum, and they get college credit as well while they're still in high school.
So they can literally walk into college and they're almost a sophomore.
If they really take advantage of it. I know Peter's son took advantage of it. My daughter, a couple of my daughters took advantage of it. One of my daughters graduated a semester early from her bachelor's degree because she had the head start through Shasta College. So it's kind of, that's the big idea, is to help the high school students get a leg up, also to understand they can do college level work. And then combined with that, of course, we have quite a few high school age students who will concurrently enroll, which means they come out to the college and take a class, or in the summer take a class, that sort of thing.
One of the big discussions is the cost to go to college, and certainly that's a way that can decrease that investment in your education by taking advantage of that program to get started. You're just half a year or a year.
Yeah, and there's no...
And you're not paying tuition.
No tuition fees for the high school students. They're all waived. Our board took action to make sure they were all waived.
Wow. That, so. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break, because when we come back, we want to talk about Measure H. That had a huge impact on on the college.
Good.
Okay, when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors, and have four branches. They have one in Red Bluff. They have two right here in Redding. And one down in Anderson. That's their newest one down in Anderson.
Yes.
They've been in the business about 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com or just walk in any of the offices. I like it when – don't you just like it when you walk into a bank and they call you by your first name? Mainly probably because I can't balance my checkbook. And they say, oh, Carl. When I walk in. Anyway, 8:15 in the morning. It's about 38 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
It's my love, it's my love, oh.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program, and what they do is they'll come in and they'll put grab rails in and railings for you. And it's the whole idea behind this is to prevent serious falls from older adults and persons with disabilities. It's no cost to the people in the program. And for more information, give them a call at 530-842-1687. Okay, we are here with Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president and superintendent, the outgoing president and superintendent of Shasta College, and is retiring next month, end of next month. And one of the things that happened was Measure H, which passed successfully
in 2016. Yeah.
In 2016, and what impact did Measure H have on Shasta College?
You know, it's been pretty transformational from a facility standpoint for us. Of course, you know, local school bonds have to be spent on facility improvements. And there have been several new buildings built. Of course, the one right over a block away from here is just, we had our grand opening in September. And
what is that exactly for people that don't know?
The Community Leadership Center, we're calling it, and it has our kind of our outward-facing programs where we're partnering with different community groups in different counties, both you know, Shasta and Tame and Trinity, and then a few others in the North State, assisting them with their collective impact efforts. Our community education programs, our economic workforce development division, where we partner with businesses to make improvements to our programs to meet industry needs for training, you know, those sorts of things is in that facility. We worked really hard to get matching dollars. So far we're around 30, projected to go to over $40 million of additional outside funds coming in to match the bond program, which is really good. I had a goal of getting about a 15% at least match, and we're now over, 25 to 30% match. So we're proud about that, to bring in those outside dollars to make improvements.
You build a veterans resource center.
Yeah, veterans resource center on our main campus, and then included a center in our new building at the Tehama campus. And that's really a beautiful space to invite the veterans and their dependents and to come in and get the services to help them be successful in school.
That's good. In fact, it's great. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. My question is, is there a meeting night that you have a meeting that the public can come in and listen to what you're proposing for your school and ask questions or make suggestions?
We have public board meetings monthly, and those are typically the second Wednesdays of the month in the evening.
And where's that at?
And it's now going to be on the fifth floor of our new building downtown Reading.
Right down here on Market Street.
Yeah, and of course we have, I don't know how many, I would say a dozen or more advisory groups for various career technical programs. So we get a ton of community input through the local businesses, the experts in those fields that advise our faculty and our program development.
I think the answer, Ron, is once a month they have a public meeting for the board.
Okay.
And the public can come and...
Yes.
Okay. But the reason I'm asking this question, a long time ago I inquired about the wood shop class. And they said, well, we've not got a woodshop teacher. After Vern Steinbrück retired, they never hired another teacher. Anyway, then I, on this show, on Carl's show, I asked another question one time. When are they going to get another teacher? Well, then I found out, probably never, because we auctioned off the tools, and I could not believe that they auctioned off all those old commercial grade tools. Had I known about that, I'd have been there at the meeting and voicing my opinion. Boy, as far as I'm concerned, somebody sure made a mistake when they sold all those Oh, man, those righteous old commercial-grade tools. I don't know who made that decision, but, boy, did they... As far as I'm concerned, they made a mistake when they got rid of that stuff. And if they ever have to do it again, they'll have to probably start buying tools made from China now. And I'm just wondering if they've gotten rid of a lot of the other shop programs, too, because this is what's happening in all the schools across in California, maybe even across the nation. So this is where I'm coming from. And I'm
okay, Ron.
So anyhow, I thank you for your time.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. And he hit me where I live, because I'm so adamant that I think we need to be teaching those skills that are so required in our employment. And if you talk to any of the people around here, we don't have carpenters, we don't have people that work on air conditioners, we don't have people that don't need a college education, they need to go into the trades.
And we
really need to start focusing on that again.
We've actually focused a lot on various areas in the trades. Part of what happened was we had such high demand in our welding area that we expanded our welding and have a lot more capacity in our welding program than 10 years ago. And then, of course, I think you've had the logging and forest programs on here.
And logging programs, so we've talked with them.
That's expanded tremendously in the last 5 years.
Industrial tech and machining.
Some of the areas have really expanded, and of course we don't have all the areas offered. So,
well, yeah. but you're right. You mentioned something about when you asked people to raise their hands. You know, how many of them going to college? You know, Shasta County's been slurred with that. Oh yeah, they've got a high school graduation rate, but a low group that goes on to college and gets a college degree.
We actually have a high associate's level rate, higher than the state average.
But
lower bachelor's rate than the state average, yeah.
It's because people will take those and go out to work. And then when you forget about the certifications for all of these degrees in welding and heavy equipment and all this, they go out and make living wages right away. And a lot of them start their own businesses. I just think it's not looked at, you know, in a fair way. I mean, you just say, oh, they don't have their bachelor's.
Well, we went too long focusing on the college degree, and we have a lot of people, unfortunately, out there that have college degrees in checkerboarding that can't get a job. And we need to focus back on employable skills as opposed to degrees, in my opinion.
We're really excited about, you know, just again across the street here, the Health Science Center on the new physical therapy assistant program that started and has graduated its first class last December, I think it was, and medical assisting program and our dental hygiene and our three nursing programs. And those are good paying careers. Of course, we do have the bachelor's degree in health information management that we were awarded as a pilot in 2015 and is now a permanent program with us. So, a lot of good things in the medical areas going on.
And I think probably what we need to do is focus on those things and explain why we don't have as many bachelor degrees, but we have more associate degrees, and focus on that.
Yeah, I didn't
and the
know
positives
that.
Of
I
that.
Didn't know that.
I think a lot of what we interpret in what a community is based on what we hear in the media, and that's not always totally accurate. We need to create our own story that makes it look better.
And one of the innovative things we decided to even though we're primarily associates, you know, that one bachelor's degree, a small program, we developed something we call BOLD, Bachelors Through Online and Local Degrees, where we're trying to provide a place because a lot of people are place bound, right? They might want to go for a higher education. Now they can do it online, but they're kind of isolated. So the idea of the BOLD initiative is to have enroll in a simple one unit student success course. Now you're a Shasta College student as well as a student at your online college. And you can be in a cohort and encourage each other and learn to know other people who are pursuing similar degree completions. And so we're hoping to see that grow. It's just a kind of piloting now, but a way to encourage that educational journey without having to leave the area.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny, but here's the question. Could Shasta College get away from online classes and move back to in-person classes?
Yeah, we have been doing that. It's a tricky game, figuring out exactly what the students want to register for. So before the pandemic, we were about a third online offerings. Every year, it'd grow a percent or two based on student demands. Our wait lists were more on the online courses. And I think it tended to be a work-life balance of I don't have to get my boss to let me have my schedule be this way if I have a couple online courses mixed with my face-to-face, right? So, and then now we're about 50-50 post-pandemic.
Pandemic,
so,
yeah.
And some of the demand is still there, and but we are offering more intentionally sequences of face-to-face courses that fit program needs so that if a student wants to come Tuesday, Thursday mornings, they can take two or three face-to-face in a row. And still have that, just those blocks of times blocked off in their work life.
Okay. So. All right. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been there for 30 years. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years, maybe 16 years now. You can call them at 530-244-9478 and make an appointment. Or if you stop by and they've got a opening there, you can get a great haircut. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. The only type of styling gel they have, I think, is butch wax. So for flat tops. Man's Last Stronghold. It's a great place to go to get a haircut. No political discussions. You're there, you're safe. You talk about golf, cars, watch the TV, whatever. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? Calling down on a sunny day.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl Vundabot. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Join us this year for the 19th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza. Reading's favorite holiday tradition is here. We travel back in time to discover how Santa and Mrs. Claus came to be. Along this journey through time and space, you will see some of your favorite Christmas characters and meet some new faces. We learn the magic of believing both in the spirit of the holidays and in ourselves. Tickets are on sale now, cascadetheater.org, or by calling 530-243-8877.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, the 30th of November, last day of November, 8:35 in the morning, about 40 degrees out there, going up to, what would we say today?
It's going to get to 57 today.
57 degrees.
More importantly, though, still going to get down to 35 tonight.
35 tonight. Okay, we closed the windows tonight. Hey, I want to remind everybody that the Holiday Wreaths for Heroes is coming up out there at Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And on December 11th through the 15th, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, is prep time for the wreaths. And it's out at Igo on Gas Point Road. And then the laying of the wreaths will be December 16th. And it's all volunteers, my friends. And if you've never laid wreaths out there, it's a good thing for your Eagle Scouts and your Boy Scouts and your family. Take your kids and your grandkids out there and lay wreaths on all the sites out there. And then they pick up the wreaths on January 3rd. Also, the annual Christmas dinner fundraiser for the Sroptimus International of downtown Reading is going to be Wednesday, December 13th, out at the Riverview Golf and Country Club. Live and silent auctions, raffle, live music by Linda Bott and her band. And the proceeds benefit the Sroptimus of downtown Reading service projects, scholarships, helping people. It's a women's organization, but it's a great event. And, of course, reminder about Turtle Bay. Garden of Lights is going, and it's going to be going till January 3rd. It's already going on right now, and it's going to go to January 7th. So, and if you haven't been down there, it's just outstanding. We've been down there. Really enjoyed it. Our guest today is Shasta College retiring president, Dr. Joe Weiss. But you're only like 30, Joe. I mean, come on.
Yeah, this job keeps you young.
Yes,
Carl,
job. So. Well, you know, you're around a lot of young people. You got Peter Griggs there, you know, and keeping you young and all of that. Hey, we were talking about Measure H, and that's been a huge success. But you also, that goes along with this, is grants. I mean, colleges are always looking for grants. And y'all have done pretty well.
Yeah, one of the first things, I became president in 2011 and, middle of the Great Recession. And then in late 2012, we refounded our grants office and hired a grants director. And we had developed that office. And then we have several staff who write well and know how to write grants beyond just one person. And it's just built upon success after success. I think our total is now over $150 million since 2013, about the last 10 years of outside grants and awards that we've received to steward for the community. It's brought a lot of extra things into our area, and we could go into a few of those if you're interested.
I think one of the things I'm going to back up
again. I want to hear where you got this money.
Because the Measure H, and we say that like everybody in the world knows what Measure H was. And I think it's important to remind the community that that's something that the community decided.
It was a voter-approved school bond, school bond. Yeah.
Exactly. I think we talk sometimes assuming that everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, every industry has their shortcuts and acronyms.
Exactly, and it dawns on me that, you know, maybe they don't know what does Measure 8 got to do with anything. It was something the community decided and voted on.
And it wasn't
which is real
Shasta
important
County.
To know.
Shasta, Tame, and Trinity County.
Yeah, because three counties that voted on it.
Yeah. So it's important. They're tough to pass.
And it did. Which grant that you applied for that you thought, yeah?
I'd say, well, there's so many to choose from, but
We can go through a couple.
But we'll go through a couple. The McConnell Foundation gave us a grant for founding North State Together, which is our, you know, in the Community Leadership Center here in downtown Reading now. And that is a program that they entrusted us to be. We call it the backbone organization. So we have a handful of three or four people who they help provide research, data, convenings of the different county collaboratives that McConnell serves, so MODOC, Siskiyou, Shasta, Tama, Trinity. And so each county has a group of representatives from different organizations, from government, from private industry, from nonprofit business, and they're working on improving things in the community, thinking more from cradle to career, you know, so from childbirth all the way to getting jobs, and what data is needed to look at, like third grade reading levels, and how can, as a group, they work on improving that data point so that over time there's more success in the school district. So the idea is send a team upstream instead of us sitting around complaining, hey, we get a lot of students who aren't college ready. Well, let's go help be a part of getting younger people so when they graduate high school, they're more college ready. So that was a $2.5 million starter grant, and then they renewed us with another $8 million. And then building on that, the state awarded us an $18 million grant to expand to 10 counties and partner with other community colleges around the North State.
When people ask, what does McConnell Foundation do? I mean, because they see sometimes. But this one is a huge one.
This one is, and this is kind of that long-term strategy. We're not going to see immediate results when you're thinking about, okay, how do we get kindergarten readiness improved for our region? You're not going to see results of that for 15 years, right?
Right.
So it's really that long-term strategy of sending way upstream to help prevent future problems from happening.
I hope somebody's keeping track because, no, I'm
well,
curious.
And that's our job is to keep track of the data and provide the data to the different counties over time.
Does it concern you that it seems like every time we turn around, and again, it's news media, but it seems like our test scores and kids aren't grasping math and reading.
Well, we know
English.
We know that stay home whole thing during COVID.
We were in the hole, and that just kind of
my wife is a middle school teacher and private school, so they came back after a lot sooner. And our schools in this county came back into classrooms a lot more quickly than the bigger cities. And I think we're going to see that. Our test scores aren't going to suffer as badly as some of the other areas in the state. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, you know, Portland is doing away with all test scores. And
that solves a problem, right?
Well, it sure does, doesn't it?
Well, they've already made it a state requirement that you don't have to be literate to get a high school diploma. They already passed that law.
But going back to the question is, the program you have here, starting with pre-kindergarten up all the way through high school, is enabling our kids to have a better chance of graduating.
Yeah, and that only, it only works through the partnerships. Yeah. So, you know, having the champions like Judy Flores in the County Office of Ed and Sierra Pacific sends a representative in Shasta County. And, you know, these kinds of things, having the partners, the high school partners, and all the way through education. But then Shasta Community Health was part of the founding of the Shasta County Health was part of the founding of the Reach Higher Shasta effort. That's the Shasta County focus that North State Together supports. So it's really the partnerships that make it work.
But when you get students coming into Shasta College, I mean, your standards are high. I mean, well, you're just like every other college. Are you finding problems? Are your first year students Are they prepared, in your opinion?
You know, many are, and some maybe are not, and we have extra tutoring supports, and we have specific classes we developed that have we have this program, we call them embedded tutors. So a student who was successful in the class can be hired to then go be in a class with the other 30 students in that class the next term and kind of provide that support. And it's their part-time job, and they're in there with their peers. You know, yeah. So things like that. We've done a lot of stuff to help our students succeed. And then we also found the state did change a policy that was a good thing. We had gone down the route of let's offer lots of remedial courses. So place people into low-level math, and then in a couple semesters you'll be ready for college. Well, they weren't. They were getting discouraged, not going through. They would, hey, take this test. I'm coming to register for college. I have to take a math test. You know, didn't know to prepare or refresh their. And so they were getting placed when they shouldn't have. And so we have a lot more. We don't do that anymore. We're placing them into transfer level and providing supports so they can be successful faster.
You know, we used to call it bonehead. Bonehead math, bonehead English, and all this. Well, you did. I mean, you came in and, you know, kids that were having problems with it would take these classes that would, frankly, get them ready to take a college-level class.
And, you know, the really interesting thing is our success rates haven't dropped, even though we have a lot more students being placed in the transfer level right away.
Okay.
So, you know, you might think, oh, well, that means there are going to be a lot more failures or a lot more. Well, our percentage of the pass rates are the same or a little higher.
That doesn't surprise me because that's the idea is that you get them ready for it if they're not being prepared at the school, whether for whatever reason.
Or it's been 10 years. They've been out of You know, do you remember your math from
I was going to say if I was going to come back and get
out. Because you were in high school 10 years ago or so, right?
15.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I'm sitting out here with a master's, and but if I went back to school today, and oh, you've got to take your you've got to take one math course, you know, whatever that math course is. I would hope whoever that mentor student is would be sitting next to me the whole time because I'd be at a loss, loss.
I think I would disagree to the extent that I think probably when I was in school, I still do remember. I mean, I still know my times tables and I still know all those things that I would challenge a lot of the kids graduating from high school today. They do not know their times tables. They can't make change. They a lot of things that we're we depend on the calculator. And I think that's just my own personal opinion, but I wonder how they go on then through life and do things without that.
The other change we've been doing is offering more statistics courses as the math requirement. So for social sciences, that's more appropriate there. You know, there are certain areas of study where knowing statistics is the math you need, not necessarily, you know, calculus, algebra, algebraic stuff. Yeah. And so the sciences, of course, yes. So having different ways to satisfy the math requirement is helpful as well.
Okay. We've got to take a quick break here. We're with Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the outgoing president of Shasta College and is leaving a legacy. We're going to ask him. You know, I mean, he's proud of so much, and rightfully so, of what's happened at Shasta College. But then we're going to get into, you're awfully young just to be, you know, walking the dog every day. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. Let me tell you about my statistics.
Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will join us now. There's going to be, he's back there in the hallowed halls of Congress, and they're voting, so he may be a couple minutes late, or he may be right on time. But he'll join us. I've got all types of questions about things going on back there, as do we all. Trish Clark and I are here on Thursday, the 30th of November, 8:52 in the morning. 42 degrees out there, going up to 57.
I know.
I think this is the first day it's been under 60.
Well, and we're going to do that for the rest, although the evening temperatures are going to start to warm up a little bit. Although tomorrow is only going to get to, or on Saturday, it's only going to get to 52.
Boo.
But okay. Then it's only going to drop to 43. You know, just little interesting things about weather as you do this. During the summer, you know, we fluctuate, good gosh, maybe 40 degrees in a day. And then when we get into these winter months, sometimes we're only fluctuating less than 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting.
Well, the good thing is it can be 105 here during the day, but it gets down into 70
at
night.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And when you get into Arizona and these other places, it's 110 during the day and 95 at night. Nothing cools off. Yeah. We're here with Dr. Joe Weiss, the superintendent, president of Shasta College, who announced his retirement and will be leaving next month, at the end of next month. What are
you going to do next?
Yeah.
Where are you going after you're leaving?
Nobody's asked me that.
I bet.
Are you staying in Redding?
Yeah, we're staying here. We've been here 17 years out in Palo Cedro where we live and developed lots of friendships outside of the college setting. And we're planning to stay in the area and stay involved in the community.
Okay. So you stay in
else?
Education?
What else? Walk the dog?
Yeah. Well, besides that, I mean, staying in education or...
Yeah, I'm already getting...
You're kind of like limited because you've just been a president of college, so you wouldn't go back to teaching high school, would you?
No, I probably wouldn't want to do that. But, no, I'm already getting asked to consider consulting different areas around our system. Our system's so huge, 116 colleges around the state.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll see. I'll probably dabble around in that after a break. But I've been, this will be my first summer, next summer, where I have it off, like the faculty. That's my favorite question in May. Oh, you work at the college. You have the summer off. And it's like, no, not as an administrator.
That's a year-round job.
So
do you have big plans for the first summer? A big trip or something planned?
Yeah, we've got a couple things we're planning to do. I grew up in Ohio, and my brother still farms back there, and I'm planning to go back and for a couple weeks help him out and spend time with him, get back on a John Deere. Only John Deere's.
Only John Deere's.
My brother. That's his rule. So, different things like that. I want to go see national parks. Haven't had time to really visit some of the national parks out here in the West. And
so you're going to drop your pack for a few months.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of get a break. So,
yeah. I could see you working in this as a consultant because you've done a really great job here. And there's other the college systems here in California, not all of them are as fortunate as Shasta College.
Well, thank you, Carl. Yeah, we've worked really hard to be fiscally sound and to prevent crisis. We're better prepared. Having gone through that Great Recession, we were okay, but it was really, really tough for everybody. And we're better prepared for the next downturn than ever.
So. I think it's important to point out, and we didn't get really into that when you came in as president, you had a lot of problems. You had a lot of challenges.
Yeah, a lot of it was situational.
Absolutely.
You know, from the whole nation, right? And that Great Recession was not an easy time. The state, we're funded a lot through the state, and a lot depends on that cost of living increase they put in the budget. And there were 5 years in a row with 0% cost of living
and
increase.
And the costs went up.
But our costs were going up. So.
And you're leaving the system in a whole lot better shape than when you found it.
Yeah, I think so. And so we're proud about that.
And
it comes through the team. Great team. My number one job is finding great people to work for the college.
Do you feel confident, Joe?
Oh, I feel really confident.
In the new president?
Handing off. And they're going to do the search this spring. We have an internal vice president will serve as interim during the spring.
So. Okay. I just want to know when I should apply. Joe, I just saw something where this major university completely miscalculated how much money they were going to have. And it's just the students and the faculty and everybody's going crazy. They're like 50% less than what they thought. And, I mean, now they're talking about cutting classes, cutting sport teams, salaries and all this. And this is not a small university. It's a major one. And, And so, the questions are, how did that happen? And then here we are in Shasta College. You're leaving on a very sound financial base. You've got your instructors. You've got your programs, all these new programs that are working. I mean, and I hate to say nice things about you, Joe.
I to hear them sometimes.
Well, all the things that you all and your team have accomplished over the years, I mean, how could you not walk away thinking, yeah, it's okay?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because it's not in me to be saying those sorts of things about myself. So.
No, but I think you need to be recognized in that there was a lot of problems. You worked through a lot of things. I've certainly, I still go back to the Measure H. I think that was a huge accomplishment to pass that big bond measure and see the need for the infrastructure in the community. And I am one that I don't read enough about what's going on with our the positive things that are going on with our education system.
Yeah.
And we need to build up on that. And you need
there's kind of this culture of negativity we're all dealing with. Yeah. And there's a place for that, of course. But,
well, we've got 1 minute left. And so, Joe, it's up. You know, it's yours. And, you know, you're kind of, because we won't probably have you back on because you're going to be gone. But your final thoughts, sir?
Yeah, my final thoughts are just to really thank our community for the support of the college. It's been a pleasure to be at the college because we do get so much community support. It's a lot of respect for the college, and that comes down to the faculty and the staff all working diligently for the community and having that impact every day in people's lives. And so it's been very satisfying working in a career where we're helping to improve the community, giving people opportunity to change their life trajectory and that of their families. So we're just a big thank you to everyone who made it easier to be successful in this role.
Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss, for everything you've done for our community. And good luck out there. I know you won't need it, but good luck. And
thanks,
enjoy some time off. And, Peter, as usual, thank you so much for setting this up.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well.